I have only seemingly vegetables when I eat them. Make my stomach hurt and I stop eating them.
I see. Have you ever heard anybody use an expression like if somebody has, seven boys and seven girls, talking about the number, you'd say, well, he has just a whole.
Host of children.
Host of children.
They got a host.
What about passel? Ever heard of that?
No, I haven't heard. I've heard of the word, but just, a passel of this and a passel of that. Be talking about it. They use that as the same as host too, in a way, but I mean many.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, they said it, but
you wouldn't use it about children? You wouldn't say a passel of children?
Well, I've heard them say passel of children, no, but I haven't used it. I just heard them use it.
You ever heard anybody say he had so many head of children?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I sure heard.
How would he say that?
There's four heads of children. Oh, well, he got four heads. About three girls and three boys. Well, that's about six heads of children they got out there.
Yeah.
The same thing talking about heads of hogs, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. What about this vegetable that's big and round and orange and people make jack-o'-lanterns out of it?
Orange? You're talking about pumpkins?
Do those grow in this area?
Pumpkins?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm, they grow. Yeah, people get them and some of them make jack-o'-lanterns out of them. The people in the rural, there were no people in the city.
Oh.
It's all that's in the rural. And they'll sell you a pumpkin. Well, I've never eaten a pumpkin pie, I don't think.
You have?
I don't think I have.
I like pumpkin pie.
Uh-huh. And
had that around Thanksgiving.
I remember once visiting in the rural and a lady cooking some pumpkin. And I thought it was grand. I came home talking about, Mama, buy a pumpkin. Mama, buy a pumpkin. But And she never would buy one, anything like that. She never did food with cooking pumpkin.
Do you ever see these things? Sometimes they grow up wild in people's yards. They look like little umbrellas open. They got a thin stalk and they spread out at top, at the top.
I'm trying to think of that. It's kind of pinky, isn't it?
Some of them might be, call them a
mushroom?
Yes, ma'am. You don't have those growing around here?
No, I haven't had any mushrooms growing.
Are those things, can you eat those things?
Mushrooms?
Yes, ma'am.
I think so.
I think there's one type that'll really make you sick, though, if you eat it.
Well, that's one thing my mother would always check on us in eating things like that, especially when they first come out.
Yes, ma'am.
She would be very careful not letting us eat so much of it until we didn't care much about it.
Hmm. Have you ever heard a type of mushroom called a toad?
Toad stew?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I've heard of toadstools, and I've heard of them making mushrooms out of them, too.
Mm-hmm. Those things are aren't they?
Poison.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, then it might be, I mean.
What about this expression? Say if a man has a very sore throat, he might be trying to eat something, and he might say, well, I'd like to eat that piece of steak, but I just can't. Not going to be able to swap.
To digest it.
Digest it, or not going to be able, since he's got a sore throat, not going to be able to swap.
Swallow it.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.